So what's going on? Here's a little podcast I wanted to do, talking about different changes within society and alternate societies. So you're probably thinking, what am I talking about as far as alternate societies? And I'm talking about how there are certain sectors or even certain sections of life where you're within a society that there's many different ways of actually looking at things. And so what I'm talking about is, it could be within religions, it could be within different churches, or even in different communities. It doesn't even have to be blindness specific. It could be within many different types of communities. So good example is many different types of churches, for a start. Doesn't matter what religion you are, whether you're Buddhist or Jewish or Muslim, whatever your religion may be, there's going to be certain types of things within society where you're going to be welcomed with open arms versus where it may be too much of a cult, or it may just be too much of not your cup of coffee or tea, whatever you may choose as your beverage, or as an analogy. And so I know there's many different types of analogies, and when you think about it, all these different types of things within society and different sectors of life, you're usually finding that you're going to relate more towards that which is more comfortable, more cultural, more of what you're used to, what you might have grown up with, what you might have been raised around, things like that. And when any of that changes or becomes off balance, it can cause a lot of problems. It can lead to depression, it can lead to being overwhelmed, it can lead to loneliness in society, many different types of ways, depending on how you look at it, or maybe you can't even look at it for what it is. Maybe it's just something you're caught in a loop. And I think we all have been there at one point where you're caught in a loop and it's impossible to get out, and you're always stuck like in this quicksand. And so when you get caught up in these loops, the best thing to do is to slow down and really think about how you can get out of those. And so once you're able to find that way out of that loop, the best thing is to, you just let your mind go and get to where that comfortable position is, and finding a balance. And so through those noises and distractions that you find in day-to-day life, you find ways around it, and you find ways to tune it out. And so how do you do that? Well, you find that deeper balance within your head, and you focus on what it is that you want to accomplish, whatever that may be. And the trick is to not get frustrated about it, because once you start getting frustrated about the simplest things, they become bigger problems later on. And so when you don't lose focus on that with any distractions, then you're able to accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And that sounds simpler than it is to say, but it isn't quite as simple as that. So it can be something as, oh, I don't know, even being constipated. If you're constipated and you haven't taken a shit in a while, so best thing to do to be able to accomplish that is you think of like water falling or anything like that, or something that's gonna release all that energy. And same thing with stress. You find something that's not stressful. It's all about tricking your brain and pushing it in that direction that it needs to go in. And so once you find that balance, and you find that way to move it towards the direction you want it to go, just like you're pulling on something, whether it could be like pulling on a rope or a chain or a pulley, things like that, they're going to go in many different directions. And so when you pull it in a certain direction that you want it to go, everything is balanced. Whereas with, you're pulling it a certain way, but it's not moving, like there's a million bricks on it. Or even if there's, you know, I don't know, could be 100-pound weight stuck to the end of it, and you're trying to pull that string up, it's not going to move very well. And so that's how it is in life. And that's where you have a lot of these analogies, like different walls in your way and things that are put up. And I remember as a kid, my cousins used to always mess with me, throw chairs in the way, and you have to climb over them to get to the other side. And as aggravating as that was, you know, you find a way to do it. And that's how it is in real life. You have to find a way to climb over those chairs to get to the other side and get where you need to go. Is it going to be easy to climb over all those chairs in the way? No. But when you're born in life, life is not set up to be easy. And that's the thing I think everybody forgets, is life is not meant to be easy. It's always going to be somewhat difficult. And it's going to be as challenging as you're going to make it. And as counterintuitive and as crazy as it sounds, but without a challenge in life, you're not going to want to do anything. So you have to be constantly challenged. Because if there is no challenge, then you lose focus of who you are. You lose interest in who you are. You lose interest in people around you. You lose interest in society. You think everything is evil. You think everything's a problem. But you forget that you're the one that's causing this problem in society. It's all on you, and it's as simple as saying, who gives a shit? Who cares? But you know what? You have to care. Because if you don't care, nobody else will. And so, yeah, if you're saying, who cares? Who gives a shit? You know, nobody cares. Well, that's where you have to care and find a solution to whatever that problem is. Because if people did not care, we wouldn't have Social Security. If people did not care, we wouldn't have different types of blind services, even though sometimes they're hit and miss. But they're there as options. And that's what it is. You try these things as options. Sometimes those options work. Sometimes they become more of an obstacle than they are an option. And that's where you have to define what you are facing. Is this an obstacle, or is this just an option that I've exhausted? And sometimes that's where you really have to figure out, okay, we've done this before. And so is this something we can go back to as an option? Or is this just going to create more obstacles? And it's something we had to discover just even moving. It's like, well, we've done this before. The only difference is having a kid involved. But, however, is this going to be an obstacle? Or is this just going to make more options? And with our luck, it ended up making more options, because there were no options before. Your options is dirt, grass, rotten flooring, and constant family drama, and that's your options. And that's not a way to live. And then when you find the options you like, you pick one. And without options or a challenge, you start to lose focus. And as easy as it would have been just to have people take over or take care of things, whatever way you want to look at it, that's not our style. It's not what we're about. We're about a challenge. And you have to have a challenge, because without a challenge in life, there's no purpose. And you're probably like, whoa, hold on, stop right there. What do you mean if there's no challenge, there's no purpose? No, there isn't. Because your purpose is to create a challenge and overcome that challenge. And then your other purpose is to share that challenge and how you were able to overcome it. Whether that be in a book form, whether that be in a podcast form, whether that be door to door, whether that be finding people through communities, whether that be through social media connections, whether that be through just reconnecting with older people from your past. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes it's not, depending on what your situation was. And some people have matured over the years, some people have not, and that's just the way it goes in life, you know. But there's many different challenges in life, and you find the ways to fits you best. And you find the options that you want. And the more options, the better opportunity you're going to have. The less options you have, obviously the less opportunity you're going to have. And that's just how it is. So it's something to think about. The more options that you're given, the more opportunities you're given. The less options you're given, the less opportunities you're given. And it may not make sense to some people, but that's the reality of life. It's the way it is. Not because I'm saying it's the way it is, it's the only way it works. Because without any type of challenge, you don't have a purpose. And we all like to take a good nap every now and then and lay around and enjoy relaxation. But if you did it every single day and it was the same exact pattern, you're going to lose interest. You're going to lose focus on it. You're going to go through a boredom phase. And it's the way humans are. We're meant to move around. We're meant to not be stuck in one position. Just like if you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours, it might be a great thing for that day. Maybe a couple days tops. But it's not going to be good for a week. It's not going to be good for a month. Because then you're going to develop other health problems. And that's just the way life is. The more things that you start to recognize that bother you, you have to go push them to the side. Don't worry about them. They're not worth it. And it's not something I'm simply saying that it's the way I want it to be. It's something that has worked. And it's something that you have to find that works. And so everything that is being said, it's all through experience. Because it takes experience to be able to teach. Just like I could not go and teach about rockets and space and how to build robots because I don't have that training. I might be able to talk about my opinions of it, but that doesn't mean that I can be able to show you exactly how it works. I might even be able to sell it and say, yeah, this is an awesome product, but I've never used it myself, so then that doesn't help anybody. That just makes me a crooked salesman at that point. And so, yeah, anybody can sell something. Anybody can make anything look good. But eventually, it's just going to bite you in the ass later on. Because you thought you could make it look good, doesn't mean other people are going to continue to come back. And that's the biggest problem with salesmen. They will have no problem lying to you. And then once that sale is final, that's it. You don't see them again. And those are the products you're like, wow, why did I buy that? That was completely useless. And we all do it. And it doesn't feel very good. And it's like, wow, that was completely dishonest. But that's the way it is in life sometimes. You have to be stirred up. You have to be able to adapt to a certain situation and say, you know what, okay, so is this something that will work or is this not going to work? And that's how it is when you're focusing too, is you have to focus on the right things. And that's the thing, is your health is number one. And then everything else is next. It's not, okay, everything else I have to get done, and then health is last. No, it doesn't work that way. Because I can tell you from my own experience, a lot of families had health issues, and that's always the pattern they use, is focus on everybody else's problems, and then your own problem last. Doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. Never has, never will. So it's better to not go down that route, because it does not work. And that's the thing with experience. And people that don't have experience, there's many problems, and it can be in any situation. For example, if I was going to take somebody parachuting, I better have some experience, or guess what? I'm going to get a huge lawsuit. Because if I don't have that experience, not only I'm going to get a lawsuit, but it's also going to completely, it'll blackball you from anything in society. And sometimes that's like, well, is that the risk you want to take? And that's the way it is in society, is you're usually given a chance, and if you do something wrong at all, then you're not going to be given it in the same way, and it may take a long time to get back to that. And we learned that for we learned that for sure. Just because we didn't like the job, we said, we're done. Quit it. Moved on. And it took a whole nother 8 years to finally wake up and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, the job sucked. But you know what? It was also great living on our own. So how are we going to get back to that point again? And so there were many things that were in our way that we had to get past. And once you get past it, might come back around again, where you'll have that chance to do that. May not be the circumstances you want, but if you're not mature at all about the situation, after that, you're not ever gonna be mature about it. And that's just it. You have to find ways to grow from it, and we're all growing. Nobody knows every little thing, and if they think they do, they're full of shit. Nobody knows everything. I don't even know everything. I'm always learning, and that's what keeps you going, is always learning, always growing, and always wanting to learn. That's what keeps you going. Because without learning and without challenges, doesn't have to be the biggest challenges, but even the little challenges, you find ways around it. And you have to learn to not panic in situations, as difficult as it is. You find ways to not panic and say, okay, I got this shit. I'm good. We'll get it figured out, whatever it is, and then you deal with it. Otherwise, if you make something a huge problem, way more than what it needs to be, chances are it isn't. And I've had that happen so many times. It's like, oh boy, what does this person want? Why do they want to do this? Whatever. It could be even the stupidest thing. It could be a meeting about whatever. It's just like, just because I even have to do it, and I don't want to deal with it. But because you had to do something you didn't like, you're already bothered by it. And once it's over with, whatever it was, it's like, well, I worried about that for what reason now? What was the point of that? Like, as silly as it is, like, even with family, it's like dealing with family, you know? I don't enjoy dealing with family. It's always a bunch of problems, always drama, always silly shit. And it's like, well, whatever. You know, we'll deal with it, you know, for a day or two. But it's going to be on our terms. Let's see where it goes. And then after that, it's like, you know what? That wasn't really too bad. Because I still had it done most of my way. Maybe wouldn't have been fully my way, but it was mostly my way. And sometimes you gotta take mostly over completely. And that's just it. Is it's not ever gonna be fully what we want anyway. It's usually what God wants it to be, you know. That's just it. Whatever God wants it to be is usually the way it goes. Because we don't really have control over a lot of situations. And that's the thing, and that's a very scary thought for a lot of people. Especially that are completely obsessed with controlling and controlling and controlling and controlling all the time. Once they get to where it's like somebody's pinning them down, they have no control anymore. They're going to keep fighting it, but they lose control because they're like, no, I can't fight my way out of this one. Well, guess what? You should have learned that earlier on. You're not going to be able to fight your way out of anything. You have to slowly figure out a way out of it, and then you'll be out of it. Yeah, it might be a fight along the way, but the trick is you want to win that fight. You don't want to lose before even getting into the fight. And that's the thing, is there's always going to be some battle. There's always going to be a struggle. There's always going to be something in your way. Just like I was saying earlier, there's always going to be a chair that you're going to have to climb over to get to the other side. And once you do that, you're like, wow, I don't have to deal with any chairs in the way anymore. I don't have to deal with any obstacles in the way. I don't have to worry about this. So how about I do the next thing? What do I want to do for a change? What am I good at? Yeah, there might be a few little struggles here and there, but if this is what I want to do, this is what I need to do. And that's the problem, is we're all scared to figure out, well, what if I did this and it didn't go the way I wanted it to? Then you know what? Sometimes you have to kind of pretend it worked out the way you wanted it to, in a sense. Because if you always are downplaying yourself every second, you're never going to be satisfied with it. Nobody is perfect, so we need to quit striving for perfection. And that's my thoughts for the day. Hope you enjoy this one. Take care, and we'll see you in the next one. Oh, the little birdies.